What's up, indie music freaks? Welcome to Indie Music Plus Podcast, episode 252. That's right, it's your host with the most, JoJo Keys. It's been a while. How you been? I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. We've been doing reviews and all that stuff in the past few months. The review machine's been keeping on, if you will, but we haven't done any podcasts, so this is our first podcast in a while. So welcome. Thank you for listening on SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, and anywhere else that you catch the podcast. Also on IndieMusicPlus.com, by the way. We're going to start out this episode with a song by Kingzilla featuring Bro Blake and the song Injection. Check out the full review on the website, IndieMusicPlus.com, and let us know what you think in the comments or tweet us or whatever you want to call it. And let us know on social media what you think of this song. And here it is, Kingzilla featuring Bro Blake with Injection. Kingzilla with Injection featuring Bro Blake on Indie Music Plus Podcast, episode 252. As always, I'm JoJo Keys, owner and founder of IndieMusicPlus.com. If you'd like to get your music reviewed on the website and on the podcast, go ahead and head over there and check out the shop. And you can also submit for free on the Submit Music tab. But if you'd like a review, go ahead and check out the shop. It's in there. We also have a couple other little promo things in there if you'd like to take advantage of that. Anyway, that was Kingzilla, like I said before. To be honest, we're going to be having quite a few new songs of his coming up on the next couple of podcasts, so get used to it. I really like this guy. He's based out of Las Vegas, and Kevin Kelly is his name, and he goes by the name Kingzilla, and you can find him on X and everywhere online, SoundCloud and all that stuff. He's been releasing music consistently for years. He's a drummer by trade, from what I'm aware of. And he's just been releasing this unique dub funk sound, as he dubs it, so to speak, for a while, and it's pretty unique, I would say. It's definitely got its own flavor. So thanks, Kingzilla, for submitting your music as always, and we love it. Hope to be hearing more. Up next, this is another Kingzilla project. Actually, I don't think it's in existence anymore. It's called Manic Expulsion, and the song is Condition of the Heart.
Conditions.
That's Condition of the Heart by Manic Sound Expulsion, featuring King Zilla and his partner. Check out Sadisha. She is still doing music and everything. She's on Instagram, I believe, which is one of her main platforms. And I don't think Manic Expulsion is around anymore, but you know, it's been a while since we did this review, so I thought I'd throw it on the podcast anyway. So let us know what you think of that song. Get in touch with us on social media, on the website. And let them know as well. Let King Zilla know what you thought about it. King Zilla's just got his hands in so many different things. Next up is a remake of She's a Lady by Dante. Check out the full review on indiemusicplus.com. That was She's a Lady by Dante. You know, one of the cool things about this song that I think is really neat is if you search it on YouTube, and I mentioned this in the review, is that there's like 10, 15, I don't know, 60 different remix versions. Not really 60, but I think 5 or 10, to be honest, is a good fair number. I mean, when I was like searching the song to do the review on the website, I remember just finding all these different versions. I kind of had to pick one. So there it is. That's Dante, She's a Lady. It's a remake from, I think, like the 60s. As always, thanks for listening to the Indie Music Plus podcast. This has been episode 252. Thanks for sticking around with me and enjoying indie music today. And I'll be seeing you on episode 253 very soon. Go ahead and check out the full reviews and hundreds of other indie music reviews on indiemusicplus.com. I'm JoJo Keys, and I'll catch you next time. Peace.